Well, Jack, this week was full of maybe not the beginnings of the end, but let's call them the end of the beginnings of many news headlines. First, the Board of State canvassers okayed the language for a May vote. This is the vote to increase road funding in the state. I think many would be surprised to know that although we've been talking for months about this vote, people did not actually know until now the actual wording of the ballot.
Well, this often happens with ballot proposals, and there's often some sort of a squabble about them. And I think most people still don't know the wording, which is very complex. The caption alone is something like more than 100 words long. It's more than 300 words long. And I think some voters are going to be hard-pressed to understand it.
So is this just the end of the beginning for this proposal? You know, we've gotten through this first stage, but of course, now until May, still going to be hotly debated.
Here's the problem that Governor Snyder has. He has just about 2 months to sell people on this proposal. It's a very complex proposal. We know from history that when voters can't understand something, they tend to vote no on it. There's a lot of folks out there who want no taxes and who claim, which is absurd, you can fix the roads without raising taxes. But there are even some who want to fix the roads and are willing to pay for the roads, but not for the other stuff. The bill has been called, the proposition rather, has been called a Christmas tree. It includes money for schools, local governments, restoring the earned income tax credit, things like that. And so some people think it might be too overloaded. But the governor and people supporting the governor say, if you don't pass this, there's no way we're going to fix the roads. They're going to get worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. And then many saying then, you know, lawmakers are just back to square one. And these are the folks in the first place who couldn't figure out a deal.
There's a general consensus that this legislature is even less likely than the last one to actually do something.
Well, speaking of this legislature, lawmakers have approved moving money from the state school aid fund to help plug a $500 million budget hole. Democrats decrying the move. Is this just the end of the beginning of trying to sort out this budget, Jack?
No, I think it's a long step in a process that's about 10,000 years long. The catch-22 is that there's a general agreement, Republicans more than Democrats, but a general agreement that community colleges are good and need to be supported, and the governor's all about what you might call higher-end vocational education.
Skilled trades.
Skilled trades, thank you, that's a better term. But there's also reasons not to move aid fund money away from the schools. We have a long history in the state of raiding school money for other purposes, some of them not so good.
And finally, Jack, you wrote this week about the GOP and some issues that some of their local leaders are having. Fill us in.
Nobody would claim that either party is spotless. There have been a lot of Democratic office holders who've had legal problems. State Representative Brian Banks, we have a Democratic state senator who's been very open about serving time for armed robbery as a youth. And,
indeed,
of course, we can say Kwame Kilpatrick. But Republicans have just a plethora of embarrassments within the party itself. They elected, with Dave Ageman's help, a new sort of a vice chair for minority affairs. Most minorities don't vote Republican, but it turned out to be a fellow who had two firearms violation convictions, and he said, well, you know, he's an example of somebody who sort of turned his life around. Well, he was sentenced on the last one in December. It was originally a major felony, sort of bargained down to a misdemeanor. This man, Darwin Giles, doesn't have a felony conviction. We should make that clear, but he has a long history of problems with the law. There's another man, the Antrim County chair, is a convicted multiple felon. They had another fellow named Doug Sedenquist who finally resigned from a party post when he was trundled off to prison. So they've got some problems, and Republicans have always presented themselves as sort of the party of moral rectitude, where the Democrats were sort of these venial people who might take money, or Republicans were supposed to be above all that. Well, it's clear that some of their members aren't.
Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, joins us Saturday mornings to review the week in news. Jack, thanks so much.
Watch your money, Zoe.